Glass stepped forward almost unconsciously, and a couple leaning up against the nearest window shuffled aside to give her space. It was so beautiful, Glass thought in wonder, and terrifying. It was growing larger and larger, filling up the entire viewing space in the porthole, as if it were coming straight for them. Could there have been a miscalculation? Glass pressed her hands into the ledge so hard she could feel it cutting into her palms. Around her, people started to step back with a flurry of low murmurs and frightened cries. Glass closed her eyes. She couldn't look. An arm wrapped around her. She didn't even have to turn to know that it was Luke. She knew the scent of him, the feel of him, like a second skin. "I was looking for you," she said, glancing back at him. Although the astronomical event of a lifetime was playing out right before his eyes, he was looking only at her. "I hoped you would come," he whispered into her ear. The crowd's anxious murmurs bubbled into exclamations of astonishment as the comet swept up and above the ship in a blaze of fire. Luke's arm tightened around her, and she leaned into his chest. "I couldn't imagine seeing this without you," she said.
"You didn't have any trouble getting away?"
"No, not really." Her stomach twisted at the thought of her mother standing next to the Vice Chancellor. "I just wish we didn't have to sneak around." She reached up and ran her fingers along his cheek. Luke took her hand and brought it to his lips.
"Maybe there's a way to change your mom's mind," he said earnestly. "Maybe I could talk to her. You know, prove that I'm not some barbarian. That I'm serious about my future, our future. That I'm serious about you."
Glass gave him a soft smile. "I wish it were that easy."
"No, I mean it."
He took her hands in his.
"She thinks I'm just some Walden jerk taking advantage of you. She needs to know that this isn't just a fling. It's real."
"I know," Glass said, squeezing his hand. "I know."
"No, I don't think you do," Luke said,
pulling something out of his pocket. He turned to face her, his gaze unblinking. "Glass," he began, his eyes glowing.
"I don't want to spend another day without you. I want to go to sleep every night with you by my side and wake up next to you every morning. I want nothing else but you for the rest of my life."
He held out his outstretched palm with a small golden object in it. It was her locket.
"I know it's not exactly a ring, but..."
"Yes," she said simply, because there was nothing else to say, nothing else to do but put on the locket and kiss the boy she loved so much it hurt, as behind them the comet streaked the sky with gold.